HarperCollins presents The Girl in the Water by A.J. Grayson. Read by Imogen Church, Jeff Harding, and Sarah Borges. He's hiding something from me. I know he is. He's hiding something, and it's going to change everything. There's nothing I can pinpoint, no concrete, indisputable fact that makes this a certainty, but I'm certain all the same. He's lying, and he's never done that before. I'm not sure what to make of it. It could be nothing, could even be good. Men hide things usually because they're cowards, but sometimes because they think we want them to. They consider it wit. Maybe he's hiding a necklace, or earrings, or tickets for a surprise holiday, maybe back to the coast again. He knows I always like the coast, especially in the springtime. But I don't really think it's any of those, not if I'm honest. My skin is a pepper of fire and suspicion. His briefcase is in the walk-in closet of our little bedroom. I know it's always locked, off-limits, but he never holds it away or tries to conceal it. Yet today I found it, unprompted, a pair of synthetically shiny gym shorts slung over the top as if this would somehow mask its shape, as if I wouldn't be able to see. He's lying. He's lying. My beautiful man is lying. Prologue. The first body in the water was a woman's. She was a beautiful creature, despite her unfortunate condition. Her black hair was cropped short. Her cheeks were soft. She had rose-painted lips. Above her body, stranded forever in place, the clouds floated smoothly across the sky. The river, by all accounts, received her body with reverence. It seemed, through some wordless comprehension of nature, to know this was the arrangement and would, for a time, continue to be. Everything in its appointed place, it seemed to affirm, and that, perhaps, made things a little more right in the world. Or wrong. It's sometimes hard to know the difference. The last body in the water would be mine. That's a hard thing to admit, and harder to accept. But it's the way things go. The vision, crystal and clear. My golden hair swaying in the motion that water always has near the shore. My clothes untorn. An altogether different appearance in death than that girl. A stripe in my flesh, bleeding crimson in the water around me. My fingertips, as always, with their nails nibbled down to the skin. My blue eyes open. It's an odd thing to play the observer at one's own death. Part of me is ashamed, certain I should feel more emotion. There should be anger, grief. But then how can I feel those things, really? Of course the shore must be the end. Of course there is water and silence. My story was probably always going to end like this. Like most, the final page was presumably written long before the first, the conclusion, the one sturdy fixture towards which everything before it was always going to lead. However they begin, there's no story that doesn't finish with the end. So, I see it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?